following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. 1-800-Flowers.com is my choice for sending flowers for any occasion. All right, I count on them to deliver the best quality flowers. They're backed by their award-winning customer service. I met with Chris McCann, president of 1-800-Flowers.com, and he told me this. His brother Jim started the company over 30 years ago, and they still run it today. Their passion for servicing their customers and three decades of floral experience has led to the 1-800-Flowers.com smile guarantee. So when sending roses, count on 1-800-Flowers.com to be your rose authority. This week, a special offer on beautiful multicolored roses. Buy one dozen, get an extra dozen free. That's a full 24 multicolored roses bouquet for $29.99. To get this and other special offers, you have to go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning once again, everyone, from the State Boys Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. Doug Duda with you here as we've moved our Midway Auto Group broadcast booth to Lincoln High School, where the state tournament C2 opening round games are going on. About 20 minutes ago, we finished up our coverage of Ravenna defeating Hardington Cedar Catholic 55-44. We should get a chance to talk to Coach Paul Baronic during this hour. We will also be chatting with Bill Giffen of Pleasanton, Kevin Asher of Hastings St. Cecilia, and we'll hear from Jeff Sylvester of UNK. He, along with Frank Kuchera, going into the Division II Wrestling Hall of Fame tonight during ceremonies in Kearney. And we welcome all the fans and wrestlers and teams for the D2 National Tournament, which gets underway tomorrow at the Health and Sports Center. And we'll have complete updates for that for you as well. We've got a ton of basketball going on, folks. Currently airing on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, is the game going on right here, where Sutton leads Lincoln Christian 11-8 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter of play. Lincoln Christian scored the first 4 points, and then Sutton went on an 11-0 run to end the first quarter, and Lincoln Christian has scored the first 4 points of the second quarter, but now Sutton at the line has made a free throw 12-8. In the first games of the day, Omaha Bryan defeated Omaha South 46-39 in Class A. In Class B, South Sioux City took care of Holdridge 66-33. They were up 25-3 or 22-3, I believe it was, to start that basketball game as Holdridge did not score in the first quarter. Also, we told you C2, Ravenna won it 55-44 over Hardington Cedar Catholic. And in D2, Sterling, who had just a 5-point lead at the end of the third quarter, had a huge fourth, and it was Sterling 61, Mullen 39. So Mullen, making their first trip to state in 59 years, is knocked out in the opening round. Games that are going on now. Omaha Creighton Prep is playing Millard North in Class A, and they are just in the first quarter there. We do have first quarter updates in B. Lincoln Pius the 10th, 23, and Scottsbluff 10. And in D2, Wadena Palisade 23, O'Neill St. Mary 16 after the opening quarters of play. So plenty going on here today. Later on in the day, on the radio, in C1, all games are at Pershing Auditorium. Classic Hits 98.9. We'll have Grand Island Central Catholic and Wayne at 2, Minden and Bishop Newman at 3:45. Then Hastings St. Cecilia will play Norfolk Catholic tonight at 8:45 on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. in D1 here on ESPN Radio this afternoon. Overton will play Bruning, Davenport, Chicley. That's at 3:45 at Lincoln North Star. And then the D2 evening games, D2 split up. They've got two games this morning at North Star, and then the other two opening round games are tonight here at Lincoln High. Giltner will play Lindsay Holy Family, 7 o'clock on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Pleasanton will play Wynot at Lincoln High, 8:45 on Classic Hits, 98.9. Folks, want to keep reminding you of this. More folks are finding out about it. Let your friends know. Let your family know. Let alumni know if they want to hear the game and they're not right here where they can pick it up on the radio. Every game, no matter which station, you can go to our webpage, ESPNSuperstation.com. All the games are there. You click on the link, you listen to the game. ESPNSuperstation.com. You can also listen on your mobile phone, your smartphone, m.ESPNSuperstation.com. If you're listening on your phone, m.ESPNSuperstation.com. The one thing with your phone, you've got to wait till the pregame begins for us to be able to pick that up on your phone. So all kinds of way to listen to the state high school basketball tournament. And we're glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show today, because it is obviously not just high school basketball, but it's college basketball. And we can't continue on without talking about what happened yesterday in Kansas City. It's just unbelievable how the game basically mirrored the Nebraska basketball season. Nebraska shot pathetically in the first half, 22%. So they get you to not pay attention. You're down 9 at half. Then all of a sudden the Huskers come out and they catch Oklahoma State and they pass Oklahoma State. So now you're watching, you're thinking, oh my, we might see Nebraska pull off this win. They shoot 50% of the second half. They're up 4 with the ball, 4:45 to go. And then they do what they do every time. And I keep harping on it, but folks, I want you to believe it. Until they can come over the hump, they just continue to do it for the last 15 years. As soon as you pay attention, Nebraska basketball does whatever they got to do to make sure that they make you sick to your stomach. One field goal in the final 4:45, 4 total points. And then 10 seconds to go, Okie State has a 90%, the best free throw shooter in the conference on the line. And he misses the front end of the 1-1 to give Nebraska a chance to win the game. And they don't even get a shot off with 10 seconds. Lance Jeter falls down on one of the rare times. I don't know if this is a criticism of Coach Sadler, but does everybody in the gym know that Lance Jeter's going to get the ball? It wasn't Jeter passing to someone. It was Jeter turning the corner and three Oklahoma State Cowboys waiting for him. I don't know. There was nothing set up there. I mean, it was Jeter or nothing. He tried to dribble between the double team and fell down, lost the ball. And please, please, Andre Almeida, you either lose some weight, get in shape, or get off my campus, okay? You're a waste of space. For every ball that you throw up over your head that goes in, you make 5 plays that, I mean, just get out of here. You're nothing but a fouling machine and a waste of space in the middle. I guess if you're at Nebraska's shoes, you got to have a big guy. This is the best you can do. It's get better. Get in shape. Get in shape, okay? We'll get you on P90X. That's what we'll do. That's what we'll do. Doug and Daddy Show, we appreciate your emails. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy Show brought to you in part today by our friends at Misco Sports. They're open 7 days a week, getting you ready for the spring sports season, whether it's track, whether it's soccer, whether it's baseball or softball. They've got everything you need. And if Misco's, oh, folks, bats, gloves, cleats, socks, belts, catcher's equipment, uniforms, hats, travel bags. They love baseball and softball. And get your uniforms ordered today. I know we got our league uniforms ordered already for this summer, and Steve and the gang, they're more than willing to help you out. Misco Sports, and they're open late on Thursdays until 8 o'clock on the brick in the downtown Kearney Center. Action continuing here at Lincoln High in the C2 opening round contest. It is currently 15-13, Sutton leading Lincoln Christian with 2.5 to go in the first half of play, and we will keep you up to date on some of the other scores going on around the state tournament as well. But when we come back, We're going to have a little bit of a high school basketball talk. As we said, Bill Giffen set to join us. Hastings St. Cecilia's Kevin Asher. Hopefully Paul Baronic will swing by here at halftime, and we'll talk to the Ravenna coach as well. So a lot coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show here from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, which has moved today to Lincoln. And, of course, Big Daddy's still under the weather, although I think he's recovered. He just doesn't want to come in and work. So we'll get on him about that. 2 minutes to go here now before halftime, and Sutton is tied up with Lincoln Christian. Christian has erased that seven-point deficit. What else going on in the world of sports? Well, I think it's all basketball, folks. You got the wrestling championships going on at UNK, which we mentioned. Baseball and softball for Hastings, UNK, and the Huskers getting going again this weekend. And the weather, boy, it sure is nice in Lincoln, the 50s and 60s. So if you want a chance to see baseball and you see snow on the ground where you're at, don't worry. They're going to play baseball in Lincoln. 29th-ranked Huskers, 20th-ranked Fresno State. Afternoon games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So hopefully if you get down to basketball, get a little break, go check out some of the Huskers. We're going to take a break and be back with more, including Pleasanton's Bill Giffen after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Need a place for these? Maybe you need a place to put this. Come to the Crossroads. Crossroads Welding. We manufacture portable and permanent buildings and fencing for livestock, even bucking chutes for rodeos. And we build single and double garages along with utility sheds, all at a competitive price. Crossroads Welding, 2 miles east of Nindin on Highway 6. Call 800-807-5002 or visit crossroadswelding.com. From four legs to four wheels, Crossroads Welding can get you a place for your stuff.
Racing at Fonner Park, Friday 2 p.m., Saturday and Sunday 1:30 p.m. Saturday's race card features the $25,000 Budweiser Tondi Stakes. Plus on Saturday, enjoy homemade chili served by 50 celebrity chefs at the Red Cross Chili Cook-Off.
They run for the fun at Fonner Park.
Say what you want to about Charlie Sheen.
I'm by winning.
But the guy's got a way with bracketology.
You borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it.
Think you can measure up?
Winning.
Log on to ESPNSuperStation.com.
Now what?
Sign up for our local brackets. Group name is Doug and Daddy. Password is show. Top prize is a Shiatsu massaging recliner from Bruce Furniture. And many more things to win.
I mean, what's not to love?
But you have to sign up now. ESPNSuperStation.com. Group name Doug and Daddy. Password, show.
Do it, man.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with highs up around 52. Southwest winds, meanwhile, stay at 5 to 10. Then we'll stay with a clear sky tonight and a low temperature of around 28. I'm weather and meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 28.
Like we always do at this time, I go for mine. I get to shine.
Now throw your hands up in the sky. ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Don't forget, folks, if you're sitting back and watching the NCAA tournament, why not get into the Doug and Daddy Bracket Buster contest? Of course, the brackets will be made available on Sunday, but you can get signed up in the Doug and Daddy group now. The group name is Doug and Daddy all together, but once you start typing it in, it'll pop up there for you. And the password is show. So the group name, Doug and Daddy, password show, go get signed up now. That way when the brackets are up, you're all ready to go on Sunday. And, of course, the grand prize comes from our friends at Bruce Furniture. Well, right now, they've got a great deal on their incredible four-recliner sectional, and they are looking to make a deal for you as the excitement here at the Lincoln High School gives Sutton the lead at halftime. Sutton 22 and Lincoln Christian 21. A lot of excitement here and scoring in the last minute and a half of this half. But anyway, over at our friends at Bruce Hill Furniture, check out this new four recliner sectional. Get a high to seat body blanket free, plus a 32-inch LCD TV. Save over $500 now at Bruce Furniture in downtown Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and also to our friends in Alliance. We are awaiting Bill Giffen from Pleasanton, so while we do that, let's catch up with the head boys basketball coach at Ravenna, Paul Baronica, joining us here at halftime. His team won it 55-44 earlier this morning over Hardington Cedar Catholic with a very uncharacteristic-looking box score here with Connor Baronic scoring 23 and Trevor Saborin 20. I think I gave you two more points than you actually had, Coach, so somebody got two extra. But, hey, congratulations. Reminds me the last time you played at Lincoln High. You got the lead but couldn't shake your opponent. They hung in there, although it was never nervous time in the second half. Congratulations on the win.
Might not have been nervous time for you, but it was kind of tough. But, you know, a lot of credit goes to Hardington. They went out and got after it and did some things in their zone where their quick hands got to us. And, you know, yeah, Connor and Trevor had two nice games. I think we had him for 21 and 20. So if that helps your math any. But I'm not – Sherm's good at math, not me.
Well, Coach, Lucas got into some foul trouble early. You inserted him into the ball game to start the second half. Hardington threw the ball into Mosier on the first play, and I'm thinking, well, that's exactly what you want to do. You want to try and get that fourth foul on Wilkie. Then they went away from that. Lucas eventually got his fourth foul on a charge. What did you do to kind of get Mosier out of the ball game with Lucas out of the ball game?
Still doubled. We'd work hard all week on doubling the post and then scrambling out of it. We had designated guys to go down and do that, and they did a really good job of it. When Garrett Irvin came in, he did a nice job of getting underneath. We missed a couple doubles. That's how he scored. But really, we took him out of the game as best we could. Klug, we tried to make sure we didn't let him get free. And whenever he got free, though, he hurt us. So, I don't know, to keep Lucas in the game and for them not to pound it in, maybe they got into a panic mode where they wanted to score differently.
This game started as a high-octane game in the first quarter, and then it slowed down. You went on a couple of runs. That was the difference in the ball game, and you had them confused. They wanted to play man. You backdoored them a bunch. Then they had to go zone. You hit enough shots from the outside to kind of kill them there. But it was kind of funny for a guy that, and I'm sure for the fans as well, that have watched Ravenna for years. You guys did today what only teams that have been together since they were fourth and third graders are able to do. They knew where everybody was, even if they couldn't see them.
Yeah, you know, that's one advantage we do have. You know, they've been together. They've played together. They're really pretty good guys. You know, some of the things that we do off the court help us, you know, like trying to set chicken nugget records, how many we can eat at McDonald's. And right now, Garrett Irvin and Jake Boat tried to go after the 63 set by John Grabowski, but neither one of them could get close. They got 46 and 40, respectively. So, but we do stupid stuff like that, and that's what makes them special. You know, maybe that's why we are successful at what we do, just because we're close.
Coach, you've got a chance to watch the first half here in Sutton Lincoln Christian. Boy, this is quite the battle out there. A game of runs, no matter who you play, it's going to be a heck of a matchup. You do have an advantage of having seen Sutton before. And I know the night of the district finals, you were worried about Lincoln Christian until we found out that they got upset. Still a dangerous ball club. What have you seen so far here?
Athleticism, Christian. Very, very good defensive team. Levi, number 34, is taking off and killing them. And then Sutton. Same old Sutton pattern offense. They do what they do. They're a machine. And I got to check the weather forecast because I see them playing zone, and I'm amazed. You know, so it's amazing to see a Sutton team out there playing zone, but maybe they're trying to – they've got something. You know, Spomberg's a very good coach. He knows what he's doing.
Do you guys know how to play zone?
We have it in there. I think it's a four-letter word, though. So, well, we have it in there just in case. And to save some people sometimes, but we're terrible at it. About as terrible as we are shooting threes right now.
Coach Paul Baronic with us for just another minute, and then Bill Giffen from Pleasanton is going to join us. Coach, Big Daddy has sent me a text that says, congratulations on the win, and he is thankful that you moved the offense away from Trevor in the first half and gave it to Connor so that his record is a little bit more safe. Because obviously Trevor was 16 in the first half, was off to a good start.
Yeah, he was, and we consciously thought of that too. You know, because Daddy's the only claim to fame he has anymore is that doggone record. But that's a good one. You know, Drake's tried to get it. Trevor's tried to get it. Tyler's tried to get it. Connor, I just, you know, they'll never get it. That guy's just too good. You know, you put a number up like that, you can. That's like 63 chicken nuggets. That one's not going down.
Paul, last question. 9 a.m., did it affect you at all? I thought I saw the guys, especially when Connor and Trevor didn't come out, if at all, until the end of the game, kind of grabbing their shirt a little bit. Did it affect them at all?
You know, just playing the whole game affects them. They have to. You know, we don't have any, not a lot of depth. I don't think the 9 a.m., I think our guys were ready for that. But, you know, getting up, eating breakfast at 7 or 6, we got up at 6, actually. You know, I'm imagining they're going to want to go back and take a nap here, so I need to take a nap.
Well, then let's let you get out of here, Coach, and we'll see you tomorrow morning at Pershing.
Thanks a lot, Doug.
That's Paul Baronic, head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays on the Doug and Danny Show here on ESPN Radio. They won it today, 55-44 over Hardington Cedar Catholic. And Coach Bill Pleasanton joins us here on the Doug and Danny Show. Pleasanton going to go through a shoot-around before they come on back, grabbing some lunch. I don't know if Bill's eating chicken nuggets or not, but he's getting ready for their first match tonight with Why Not. We got to see Pleasanton most of the season. They are your conference champions. They are your district champions, and they've done it in very impressive fashion. Bill, good morning. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Danny Show. You've got some teams that are already advancing on to the semifinals. You got teams that might be in buses going home. When you play a late game at state, how does that affect your team when you don't have to worry about much until showing up late tonight and playing the game?
Well, it's a little bit of a different animal, I guess. We've really been used to playing a little earlier, I guess, in the past years. So making the schedule is a little more challenging. I mean, you want them to get the good food in them and not a lot of junk. You know, like they make the goodie bags when they send them off, and we'll be having a pep rally here all within the next hour, and all that stuff is good. But it's kind of a challenge. But, you know, the early morning games, unless you're a early rising team, that's a challenge also. You know, you're talking zone is a four-letter word, but I kind of like using zone at about 9 o'clock in the morning. And it's a chef's salad, too.
Coach Bill Giffen is joining us here on the Doug and Danny Show with the pleasure of the Pet Fans entertaining here at halftime. And we'll give you some halftime scores of the other state tournament. Why Not girls won the state tournament last week, so I think, Bill, a lot of people believe that they're getting familiar with Why Not. Their boys' team also comes in solid, 23-2, but their boys' team doesn't look like the same thing. Their girls' team got out, scored a ton of points. This is a balanced ball club. They only have one kid in Mike Weisler who scores 10 points a ball game. Pretty balanced, kind of like your kids are. Give me your thoughts on what you saw from Why Not.
Yeah, they're like you said, they're really balanced. They can throw a lot of bodies at you, and all of them are solid. So the real thing, I think, is going to be rebounding, as particular offensive boards. If we can keep off the offensive boards, I like our chances. If they get a ton of putbacks, then it's going to be a long night.
Coach, did you see anything in the Sargent game that concerned you about the way they played Garrett Reese and that maybe some other folks might try and play him the same way? Or was that just an abnormality the way things went that night?
Well, I'm just hoping Garrett gets a little more healthier. That's kind of what we're banking on, and we weren't too vocal about that. But he looks to be feeling a lot better, moving a lot better. So, and he had the same concern back when the season started, and really wasn't looking good in preseason, and kind of limping a little bit, hobbling a little bit. But he doesn't say too much. But then when we kind of rest him a little bit. You know, the first few games he was gangbusters. So I see that same thing happening down in Lincoln.
Coach, your team has been successful shooting the three ball this year. What's your philosophy on the three ball with this year's team?
Well, it's something that, you know, it's a valuable weapon. We've got guys that have put in a lot of gym time. And, you know, if they're going to sag down on Garrett and they double him and, you know, inside out's the best shot you can take as far as a long shot in basketball. So we'll take what they give us.
Scoring Bill Giffen is joining us here on the Doug and Danny Show as I'm live at Lincoln High, and Coach is getting ready to bring his team down to Lincoln High, where it's jam-packed here. The fans have done a great job. There were more Pleasanton fans than people that live in the town at the district final. But, Coach, we talked about a little bit after the district contest. Your last four games, Litchfield, and then the three games of the postseason, all four are below your offensive average. Is that because of the intensity, or was that an intentional thing on the coaching staff's part?
Well, you know, you got to look at, if you look at the last game, Sergeant, I've got a ton of respect for how they play defense. And even though they're undersized, they really do a great job in their man-to-man defense. And then you kind of put that in conjecture with Garrett kind of not being 100%. But at the same time, you know, we played some pretty decent defense, and that's really what's going to carry you this time of the year, I feel anyway.
Finally, Coach, health of your team, how are you sitting coming into tonight?
The health, I think we're doing pretty good. You know, like a lot of teams went through the cold and flu season, and I think for the most part, we've gotten past that. So we really struggled when Litchfield, we played Litchfield, and they played us within one. You know, not trying to make any excuses, but we had maybe two healthy people, and the rest of them, you know, we're not in that great a shape, but they found a way to get it done against a good Litchfield team. So
well,
right now,
just using the words not in that great a shape makes me think of Big Daddy. Hey, we're all rooting for you, Bill. We'll see you down here. Have a safe trip. Can't wait till tonight's game with Why Not. And thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks, Doug. We'll talk to you when we get down there.
Bill Giffen, head coach at Pleasanton, as they get ready to start the second half here at Lincoln High School. Still coming up on the show, we'll talk with the head coach at Hastings St. Cecilia in Kevin Asher. We'll also be catching up with UNK's Jeff Sylvester going into the Division II Wrestling Hall of Fame. Also, some other news that has come down. The three officials who screwed up the end of the Rutgers-St. John's game yesterday have taken themselves out of the rest of the tournament. They should have had to have taken themselves out of the rest of the tournament. But at least something's being done about poor officiating and go collect your check and be cool and all that in the Division I ranks, because you got veteran officials that didn't watch the end of the basketball game. That's sad. That was a sad ending to the St. John's Rutgers game yesterday, and I'm sure many folks weren't watching it live, but a lot of people did see the highlights. And so Jim Burr, Tim Higgins, and Earl Walton, who were criticized for failing to officiate until the final buzzer of the second-round game yesterday, said that they are going to step aside from the rest of the tournament. Again, St. John's, there was a couple of fouls that they just didn't flat-out call both ways at the end of the game. So Rutgers had 5 seconds to go the length of the court. They decide to make a pass to half court. There's all kinds of contact. The Rutgers guy ends up on the ground. Replay shows it should have been a foul. Okay, so it's not a foul. The ball's loose. St. John picks it up, and the kid picks it up and just runs out of bounds and throws it into the stands. If you go by the letter of the law, there was 1.7 seconds left on the clock. Plus, when he threw the ball in the stands, it should have been a technical foul. So Rutgers should have had two free throws and the ball with 1.7. Let's see if St. John's can take advantage of the break that they may have been given. Now, again, on the other side, you put the 1.7 on, Rutgers misses a free throw, misses a shot, and it doesn't matter. But at least the game would have been played like it was supposed to be played and finished like it was supposed to be finished. So the Big East tournament will continue on, as will the Big 12 tournament, where Kansas is getting ready to play Oklahoma State. The only upset yesterday, Oklahoma knocking out Baylor, and that's going to hurt the Bears because they were a bubble team. Colorado barely survived against Iowa State, coming back and not taking the lead until the final 2 minutes and winning the game 77-75. You got to think Colorado's in, especially if Baylor now is off that bubble. So maybe Baylor's going to be in the NIT, Colorado probably in, and they play Kansas State later today. A win would definitely put them in. Texas Tech, Pat Knight, who was relieved of his duties earlier in the week. They let him coach last night. It didn't matter. Missouri took care of Texas Tech in his final game as a member of a Big 12 institution. So that's what's happened in the Big 12 men's tournament. The women are down to the semifinals, and Baylor looking awful good about maybe making a run at a national title. Don't forget, folks, when you're watching all of the basketball, enjoy it with your friends at the Chicken Coop. The Doral's going on. Tiger and Phil are playing together. Why not watch some golf, watch some basketball, and have some great food at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Play a little Keno if you want. They've got video games and pool and Big Buck Hunter for the kids. It's all right there with your favorite beverages. Open 7 days a week. Folks, you're hungry 7 days a week. They've got food for you 7 days a week. Enjoy the specials every week. Be a part of their text club. When you go in, find out more information on how to join their text club. They send you the text once a week and let you know what the special of the week is. And if there's anything extra special going on, like St. Patrick's Day, they're going to let you know about their specials there as well. At the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. We'll be back with more from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth at the State High School Boys Basketball Tournament after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, Stamps.com. And be sure to use my name, Colin.
You'd like Paul, really nice guy with two kids and a lovely wife named Kim. Things have been going great for him until Monday afternoon. That's when Paul's boss told him that due to restructuring, his job had been eliminated. Bad things happen to good people. But fortunately, that doesn't mean you have to settle for unreliable transportation. Charge-offs, credit card debt, repossessions, collections, bankruptcy, or foreclosure. If you think you can't buy quality transportation, think again. Go to thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K. Thinkapproved.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with highs up around 52. Southwest winds, meanwhile, stay at 5 to 10. Then we'll stay with a clear sky tonight, a low temperature of around 28. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 45.
And welcome back to the Daddy Show. Doug Duda with you as Big Daddy is still out making the flu now. And we're glad to have you along with us at Lincoln High, where the boys' C2 state opening round games are going on. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. It is Sutton 27, Lincoln Christian 25. The game is currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. In Class A, 2 minutes to go in the first half. Creighton Prep 19, Millard North 15. In Class B, 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Lincoln Pius the 10th, 39. Scott Bluff 25. And in D2, 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Juanita Palisade 44, O'Neill St. Mary's 38. In an entertaining game in D2 earlier today, Omaha Bryan in A, South Sioux City in B, Ravenna in C2, and Sterling in D2 were winners. D1 and D2 don't get underway until 2 o'clock this afternoon, and many area teams are at the state tournament in C1, including Hastings St. Cecilia. And our next guest here on the Doug and Daddy Show is the head coach of the Hawks, Kevin Asher, as they needed to win in their sub-district against Grand Island Central Catholic to make it into state. They're looking for their fourth consecutive state championship, and the coach joins us here this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, Coach, I think we called it Doug and Daddy karma, but you found a way to not let Central Catholic come back in the fourth quarter. You had got off to good starts in all three games. What was the difference? You wanted to limit Turner Fay, and you did. Was that solely the difference in the fourth quarter in the subs?
Well, I thought we did a great job of being mentally tough. We didn't shoot free throws well in that game at all, but I thought we really limited the shot selection, so to say, of what they needed. They obviously go to Turner quite a few times down the stretch, and we did a great job in our zone defense and tried to get two guys running at him most of the time. And we're fortunate that some of the other guys didn't knock down shots that night.
Kevin, I know you don't have a Turner Fay on the team, but do you have a go-to guard that you want the ball in his hands in situations at the end of the game?
Yeah, we do. Phil Hamburger, averaging about 10 points a game, has been our go-to. Now, Phil is more of a drive and pull-up jump type shooter. His outside shot just hasn't ever found its rhythm this entire season, and he's frustrated a little bit with that, but we've noticed lately he's starting to come on. But, yeah, we've got to go with a junior. He's been there. He's strong. He can get to the rim. And one thing about Phil is he can probably kick it out, and if we were going to kick it, we want to kick it to our sophomore, Cesar Tino, who has done an excellent job, and we've really tried to make him more of that go-to, but we just don't want to put the total load onto him this late in the season.
Of course, tonight's first-round matchup, there's not an easy game here in Class C1, but you draw Norfolk Catholic, a team that clipped you early in the season, 44-40. We know where the injuries in the situation were. Remind us, where was your team the first time that you played Norfolk Catholic, and what's the major difference in your team right now?
Well, we didn't have a lot of depth at that time, and we just had gotten Phil Hamburger back after this was his third game. And, you know, you come into a game like that, and you expect both teams to play at a real high level, but I really feel both teams were sluggish. You're coming off a five-day break after both teams had short preseasons. Neither team was in shape, so to say, basketball shape at that time. And, you know, it was a kind of a stalemate for three and a half quarters, and they made a couple plays within the last 3 minutes to win that ball game. And I expect a much more physical and up and down the floor intense type of game today. That one just seemed like both teams were just trying to get through 32 minutes.
Kevin Asher of Hastings St. Cecilia, the three-time defending champions. Coach, does it feel like you're the three-time defending champion coming back down to state?
No, not at all. The only thing that you get is your kids have experience and familiarity with the day and what's going to happen when you get there. But, you know, the outside influences you get from all people saying, well, you know, you're in this game and you're in this tournament again and you've got to get it done and things like that. You know, we've got such a tough opponent our first game, and so do all other teams, that you just kind of don't look back at what happened the three previous years. You may look back at your notes and say, okay, here's how we prepared for, you know, this week coming up to this, but you really don't feel like you're the champions until you know it's a season. And that's really what we've emphasized, is this is a totally new group of kids. Lost four starters off of last year's team, and not a lot of these kids saw the floor much at all last year, so it's a totally new group of kids, and they've got something to prove.
Kevin, let's get back to Norfolk Catholic here for just a second. If I'm looking at their roster right, they list 11 guys that are 6'1 or taller, including a pair of 6'7. Zach doesn't have to go up against a lot of big guys, but when we watched them play Grand Island Central Catholic in the Heartland Hoops Classic, it didn't seem like the big fellas, the 6'7 kids in Brozik, who's more of a guard, and Ewing, played a whole lot inside. Your assessment of what they do with their big fellas?
Well, they're just very athletic and long, and, you know, they go 6'7", 6'7", and then the Ketter kids 6'5", and you're right, they are but they do not run what I would call a true low post game. They like to work a lot of high-low with Brozek and Ewing, and once in a while Ketter will get thrown in there too, but they're more of a motion pattern type team that they really want to get their guys the ball facing the basket. Now, against us, I'm sure that'll be somewhat the case because of the fact that we do have Stirrup and Consbruck and Sheehy that can match their size inside. So they'll be more trying to get us out of position, bring Zach away from the basket, and that's something that concerns me is where he's going to draw the assignment of Ewing first to start the game. We'll see where they place Ewing because Ewing's really hurt us last year in the semis, and he hurt us this year at the Christmas tournament.
Obviously very familiar with the Norfolk Catholic game tonight at 8:45 at Pershing on the web and on 1230 KHAS. Kevin, I got to ask you because I asked Coach John Kyle and we talked to him Monday. You're going to state and now the girls have the gold medal around their neck. How has that affected the psyche of the school this week?
Well, it's really brought a lot of excitement, you know, and I think it brought a lot of excitement to our own team. And, last week our boys got to go down there for three straight days and watch how well our girls played. And I think our kids are pretty smart. They know that it takes a special group and a special 3 days to pull it off. You know, our girls probably pulled two of the biggest upsets in the tournament by beating Sandy Creek and Wahoo. And they did it by playing together, playing great defense, and shooting the ball extremely well. And we've always played great defense down there. We've had ups and downs shooting the ball. But I think our kids really coming back this week, that put a little extra bounce in their step to say, hey, we've got to step it up. Our girls did it. You know, they weren't the favorite, which we're probably not the favorite. So we've got to go down and prove ourselves.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for giving us some time on this busy day there in Hastings. And we'll see you tonight at Pershing Auditorium.
All right, Doug. Thanks for all the coverage.
That is Asher, the head boys basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, and all our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show. Fed by our friends at BK, Burger King has two locations in Kearney to serve you near the Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Huge indoor playground for the kids. Just watch out for Big Daddy. And also next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue with the King's Cafe and free Wi-Fi and high-definition television. Also located Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. Check out the Stuffed Steakhouse Burger today. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to switch it over to wrestling. The D2 National Championships are this weekend at UNK's Health and Sports Center. We're also going to be able to talk with Jeff Sylvester going into the Hall of Fame with Frank Kuchera, two former national champions for UNK. And we'll hear from Jeff Sylvester when he joins us coming up after this break on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd from ESPN Radio. Are you in the mood for something brand new and exciting for lunch? Try Domino's $5 carryout lunch menu. Just listen to some of the choices you have to pick from. A variety of penne pastas in a dish, oven-baked sandwiches, or two-topping small inspired pizzas for $5 each. Go to Domino's for their new $5 carryout lunch menu today. This offer only available until 2, carryout only. Bread bowl may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. The $5 carryout lunch menu only at Domino's.
Hi, Tom Baudette, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nothing old chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudette from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them. Even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Got something on your mind?
Just my own little opinion.
You want to make a point that won't wait?
You guys stink.
Then you found the right place. Drop a line.
It is something that's intangible, and there's not a word for it.
To the Dan Popper inbox.
This guy had the greatest career of any player ever. I think you have to respect him for that.
That's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. 2011 and beyond.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with highs up around 52. Southwest winds, meanwhile, stay at 5 to 10. Then we'll stay with a clear sky tonight and a low temperature of around 28. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 45. I'm feeling like a star, you can't
stop my shine. I'm Bobby Cloud Nine. Today we talk wrestling because of two different reasons. We've got the D2 National Championships being hosted by UNK this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and also tomorrow night, Thursday, things get underway with the Hall of Fame banquet. And of the four that are going in, two are from UNK, and I suppose why not induct them when it is here in Kearney? Frank Kuchera, Jeff Sylvester going in, and Jeff joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, wow, congratulations. This is a pretty big honor.
Yeah, it's a pretty big honor, pretty unexpected honor, but still happy to have it.
How do two kids from schools that don't even have graduating classes of 100 make the Hall of Fame on the same night? Now, we'll say Frank did graduate from Kearney High, but, I mean, he's a Rose boy, you're a Morrill boy. I mean, you put those two towns together, they still playing Class C ball.
You know, I don't even know if they play Class C ball. it might be a big Class D school. I'll tell you what, we just come from good programs. We had some good influences, and honestly got lucky to become involved with UNK Loper Wrestling.
Talk about you two, because you kind of overlapped, what, one season together on the team, or two?
We were two seasons. I spent a red shirt year, and then my freshman year, Frank was a national champion. So he was a huge influence on my wrestling career, because up until then, UNK hadn't had a national champion for, you know, some years, and Frank kind of started it all off, and ever since then, I think we've had a national champion almost, darn near almost every year. So,
Jeff Sylvester is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, going into the Division II National Wrestling Hall of Fame. Tell me about when you found out about this and what your thought was.
It was a really unexpected thing. Ty Swarm, our assistant coach, came up to me after the duel, and he just says, "Hey, I have something to tell you. You're going to be inducted into the Division II Hall of Fame." I looked at him, and I thought he was lying to me, joking with me at first, and he said, no, we're serious, and it's just kind of been great ever since then. A lot of congratulations, and just a big honor.
Jeff, tell me about it. We follow wrestling, I think, a little bit more than most of the media folks do, so you see the high school to college is just seems to be so big of a gap. Even the kids that and Tervell DeLogne is a perfect example. He wasn't a overall huge stud in high school and then just tears it up at the collegiate level. You did have some success at high school, and you were able to carry that over to the college level. What was the hardest thing to get used to and adapting, and the biggest difference between just being a stud senior at Morrill and then coming into a national power like UNK?
I think one of the most important things is you have to come in humble, because you leave your wrestling room in high school where you're kicking everybody's butt, come into college, and you have to be you taste a little bit of humility in the college room. So if you can accept getting your butt kicked a little bit in the college room and grow and learn from that, then that's a good way to have some success in college as you grow.
Jeff Sylvester is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on our Loper Link. Jeff, tell me about, in your mind, where the program was at UNK when you came in, and then where it was when you left, because that seemed to be the real growth of this program.
I was lucky to be at UNK Loper Wrestling when I was. We were We had a great group of upperclassmen when I came in, and they had really started that foundation. Like I said earlier, Frank was a national champion. We ended up second in the country my redshirt year. Had a couple other runner-up finishes and high places all throughout my career. So it was high when I came in, high when I left, and they've done a really good job of maintaining that ever since.
You've had some interesting events that wasn't even necessarily right around you. Talk about when you wrestled for the national championship, because as Peter Yazvak reminded me, and at the time it was a big deal, you needed to win that for UNO to win a national championship. And so in a rarity, a Maverick and Lopers were on the same side, which I'm sure for you, you didn't even care about. You wanted to take care of business for yourself. But take us back to that.
I'll tell you what, that really wasn't the first thing on my mind at the moment. The first thing on my mind was that the guy I was wrestling in the national finals had major decisioned me the year before. So I was just looking in to go in there and get a win. With that being said, it was nice having a little bit bigger fan base cheering for me, and certainly helped with the momentum and everything in the match.
You still look like you might be able to go out and make it 7 minutes. So some guys still wrestle out of college. What, you dabble in it at all anymore?
You know, I go in and I wrestle around with the guys every now and again. But I think it might be a stretch saying that I could go a full 7 minutes. maybe 7 minutes with a couple minutes break in between each period.
Jeff Sylvester's with us here. I've got an email here from the Dent Popper inbox. This comes from Seth in Kearney. He wants to know if you found a workout partner yet.
You know, I think I know which Seth that's actually from. No, I haven't. And If Seth wants to lift some weights sometime, he knows how to get a hold of me.
He's got a long way to go to catch up to you, I'm guessing.
I'll say.
Jeff Sylvester is with us. Talk about Kearney hosting the D2 Nationals. From the first time, it seems like everybody is feeling a lot more comfortable the second time around. So many great things were said about it. But what's it like hosting and being at a national tournament, and what are you expecting this weekend?
It's a great thing having D2s here. UNK has a wonderful facility for the event. In my mind, out of all the D2 national tournaments that I've been to, I think the most comfortable and appropriate venue has been here at UNK. For our guys, it's huge. Sleep in your own bed, wake up, you know, a little more comfortable, and be in front of a huge home crowd. It's just a huge win-win for us. And hats off to everyone who makes that happen up there.
Jeff Sylvester is going into the D2 Wrestling Hall of Fame on Thursday night, and he's joining us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. Obviously, national championships are going to be the highlights. What's something else that happened in your career that you would look back on and go, I can't believe that happened, whether it was on or off the mat?
Oh, shoot. I remember a time I was wrestling for the RMAC Championship in Hayes, Kansas, and the team race was really, really close between us and Western State. And I was wrestling a guy who had beat me probably 5 or 6 times early in my career. Someone comes up to me before the match and says, do you know that if you pin this guy, we'll win RMAX? And I said, no, I didn't, but I'm happy that you told me that.
Now I can go change my singlet.
Exactly. No, I ended up going out and getting the win, and honestly, and getting the pin, and we won. And that was one of the more proud moments of my career out there.
Wrestling still doesn't just jam them in like some sports do, but very loyal fans. Talk about the fan base at UNK and what Coach Bauer has continued to do here, because I know you, Frank, some of the great wrestlers here, have either stayed with the program and helped as an assistant or really have helped them recruit, bring out some good words for them.
I'll tell you, our alumni, we stick together. We all stay in very good touch, and I know from our ticket order that we're going to have a huge block of fans right in the middle watching everybody. So I'd say we have one of the better fan bases in Division II, and it'll show this weekend.
Jeff Sylvester with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. In fact, we said Morrill. You're actually from Lyman, Nebraska, which is even about the size of Rose. So, you know,
yeah.
Very, very small. Big, big honor. You're going to have to say a few words when you accept the award. Have you thought about what you want to say and who's at the top of the list?
It's going to be an easy speech. You know, I owe it all to my youth, high school, and college coaches in my family. So I'm not really worried about it. Thank those people and get off the stage as quick as I can, right?
Now, I assume if it's not already there, there might be a sign on the outskirts of Lyman that says home of Jeff Sylvester.
You know, I'm not for certain if they could get someone up there to do that. It's really small. I don't know if they have the resources.
Jeff was a three-time Division II All-Academic man as well, and so on and off the mat, great success, 119 wins in his career, and just so many great memories. And we wish you best of luck as you continue on, and hope everything goes well at the induction ceremony tomorrow night. Great honor, and thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
And back here on the Doug and Daddy Show, had a chance to catch up with Jeff Sylvester earlier this week. And thanks for the time, Jeff. Best of luck, and congratulations again to Jeff and Frank Kuchera going into the D2 Wrestling Hall of Fame ceremonies tonight in Kearney. A lot of exciting basketball action going on here at the state tournament. In Class A, they're way behind Omaha Creighton Prep, leading Millard North. Now Millard North has taken the lead 24-22 as they are in the third quarter of play there. In Class B, 3:45 to go. Pius leading Scotts Bluff 63-43. And Juanita Palisade trying to hold on against O'Neill St. Mary's. They're up by just three deep into the fourth quarter there. Here, Sutton went on a nearly seven-minute scoring drought in the second half. Lincoln Christian hit a bucket and then got a steal and hit a bucket at the horn to start at the end of the third quarter, put them up 30-27. Then they went on a nice run to get up 39-29. And right now with a minute 22 to go, it's Lincoln Christian 42, Sutton 36, with Christian at the line to shoot free throws, getting two of them, and the first one is good. So 43-36. Sutton going to need a heck of a finish here to knock off Lincoln Christian in this low-scoring ball game. Earlier today, Omaha Bryan beat Omaha South 46-39. South Sioux City over Holdren 66-33. Ravenna beat Hardington Cedar Catholic 55-44. And Sterling was a winner over Mullen 61-39. Of course, high school basketball wraps up this weekend. All six championship games are on ESPN Saturday. And then the NCAA tournament gets underway next week. And why not watch it at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft? And it's also St. Patrick's Day to start the tournament. So Thursday, you get vacation days, folks. Take them. Basketball, St. Patty's Day. Join us at Cunningham's Journal from 11-1. Cunningham's and St. Jude's Hospital have teamed up to donate to children who are fighting cancer. Doors open at 7 in the morning for breakfast with green eggs and ham, their big-ass green beers, and, of course, your favorite two guys. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know who that is. But they'll be there eating green eggs and ham. If you stop by for breakfast, stop by for lunch as well and try something off their new lunch menu. Bring up your buddies and pick them up to go to March Madness. Play one of their bajillion big screens. Find all the games that are there. Fill out the bracket. Win some prizes as well. You might just have the luck of the Irish. We'll see you St. Patrick's Day at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. The Doug and Daddy Show live next Thursday from 11 until 1 o'clock. Well, Merritt, have we taken care of everything for today?
I believe so.
All right, well, then let's wrap things up on this Doug and Daddy Show. We appreciate all of the folks that joined us today. I want to thank Kevin Asher of Hastings St. Cecilia, Bill Giffen of Pleasanton, Paul Baronic of Ravenna, whose team already won here today, and also to Jeff Sylvester, former UNK wrestler, going into the Division II Wrestling Hall of Fame tonight with Frank Kuchera. Plenty of basketball still to come. We'll have a Doug and Daddy Show for you tomorrow to recap it all, keep you up to date on what's going on in the college and professional ranks as well. ESPN 3:45 this afternoon. Overton against Bruning, Davenport, Chickley at Lincoln North Star. Other games to still follow today. Central Catholic at 2, Minden at 3:45, St. Cecilia at 8:45 in C1, and in D2, Giltner at 7, and Pleasanton playing at 8:45. This game is not over here yet. Sutton has just missed another layup that would have cut the game to 4 with a minute to go, but they missed the layup, and with 50 seconds to go, Lincoln Christian will be shooting two free throws, leading at 44-38. You can hear the conclusion on the breeze. 94.5 FM from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth in Lincoln. Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you later from the state basketball tournament.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game
Hey!